That is the Gloria from the beautiful Mass Quaeremus cum Pastoribus by Cristobal de Morales. The idea was to take one of the most popular Christmas works written in the High Renaissance in the Franco-Flemish world, the beautiful motet Let Us Search with the Shepherds for the Word Made Flesh by Jean Mouton, and turn it into a Mass. It is part of a Christmas recording with a difference. This is the fabulous Marian Consort, directed by Rory McCleary. We've heard all of their recordings on the Delphian label, and this one is called Christmas with the Shepherds. This week, here on Millennium of Music, I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Mouton, contemporary of Josquin, born probably in Pas-de-Calais, wound up in Nail eventually at Amiens around 1500, and then got caught up with the chapel when he was in Grenoble. He got a chance to meet Queen Anne of Brittany, got picked up because he was very talented, and as we know by the comments by Glarianus, he was also very industrious. But he also got picked up by Anne. She was married to Louis XII, therefore we know that the Josquin-Mouton connections are there. We don't have any specific correspondence between the two, but Mouton not only worked with Anne through the lifetime of Louis XII, after his death, we come to the time of Francis I, and you remember the great Field of the Gold Cloth where Francis wrestled with Henry VIII, so you have that extraordinary king as well. However, among the pieces that he did, there were basically papal feasts that celebrated the Pope's dinner on four sacred occasions, you know, Easter and so forth. Obviously, Christmas was one of those, and the motet he wrote about the shepherds, the Quaeremus cum Pastoribus, was not only kept alive in the papal choir, which is very important to determine the popularity of a piece that survived for over a century, but it exists in 27 manuscripts and printed sources from everywhere, literally from Aberdeen, Scotland to Guatemala. So with that in mind, we're going to turn to the beautiful motet itself. Then we will turn to the Kyrie from the Morales Mass based on this gorgeous motet. And then one of the beautiful Christmas pieces by Mouton as well, the setting of the plain chant, Puer Natus Est Nobis, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Once again, this is Rory McCleary and the Marian Consort.
Thank you.
Rory McCleary and the Marian Consort, Christmas with the Shepherds, Part 1. Now, we'll turn to Part 2 in a little while, but in just a second, I want to turn to a recording that came in. I wasn't aware it was basically Christmas-themed, but it's so important. We're going to insert it right in the middle of this program here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I had known that the Hilliard Ensemble was going to disband after 40 years. I had known they had a last recording called Transiemus, obviously a meditation on the passing of time, where they were going to pick their favorite repertoire. And I probably should have guessed, but I didn't. But that repertoire would include that incomparable, sweet English time in the 14th and 15th centuries from the beautiful carols, come out of the Augustinian and Franciscan traditions, and into the time of the very, very early Tudor composers like William Cornish and Sheringham and Walter Lamb. It is an exquisite recording. I think we'll just turn, because it is appropriate for the time, to some of the Christmas settings. Lule I saw, There Is No Rose, Marvel Not Joseph, and beautiful Ecce Quod Natura. Some of the Christmas music by the Hilliard Ensemble from their last recording. Sat and sang.
Mother, not Joseph, born in Mary, Mother, not Joseph.
The Hilliard Ensemble from the recording Transiemus on ECM. If you know this program, we've heard almost every recording they've ever done. The fellows have been on the program for our 35 and a half years, certainly. It's not over between Millennium of Music and the Hilliard Ensemble. I'm going to try and get to England in spring and spend some time and I hope bring back some memories and we can do an extensive series looking at the history of this ensemble. But for a last recording, what beautiful repertoire. This week on Millennium of Music, I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, back to the recording Christmas with the Shepherds and the Marian Consort. We will pick it up with one of the extraordinary pieces by Jean Mouton for Christmastide and one you often hear recorded, the Noé, Noé, Solité, Noé, Beautiful Noël. Then we'll turn to a setting by Morales himself that is dedicated to the shepherds. Pastores dicite, shepherds say unto us, what do you see? And then the rather remarkable piece, which is a world premiere recording by Annibale Stabile. Now we're coming much later. He lived from around 1535 to 1595, worked in Rome, but was inspired by Mouton a century later to set the very same text in his own way. Once again, Christmas with the Shepherds, the Marian Consort. Christmas with the Shepherds. That is the Marian Consort, directed by Rory McCleary. And yes, a young ensemble, but truly fine on the wonderful Delphian label and very much appropriate for the season. For complete information about this and the Hilliard Ensemble recording, do check out our website, www.millenniumofmusic.com. And very, very special blessings for the season. And since we are also on the air in the Philippines, let's just give a very special wish and blessing for all friends there who have yet gone through yet another terrible storm. But we certainly hope the music we provide gives a little balm to the soul. Our technical director is Christopher Drummond. And for Millennium of Music, this has been your producer and host. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.